Marty, you surprised at how fast Philip Rivers has acclimated himself to being a starter?
Well, I really didn't set any, you know, ceiling or any parameters as to what to expect, so I would guess have to say no, but he's certainly done a terrific job for us.
What impresses you most about him?
His ability to stay in the moment, to not get involved in things that have gone past. I mean, I always have believed that the most important quality you can have in any player, but most particularly the quarterback, is the guy that realizes the only play that's important is the next play, and he understands that philosophy. And I don't think that I'm the one that taught him that. I think he probably had that from his father, who coached him or was a high school coach. And then, of course, with all the play time he had down there at North Carolina State, I mean, he understands football, and he's always looking ahead.
Marty, did you envision this high-powered an offense coming out of training camp?
Well, again, you know, I don't ever sit down and try to project or predict where we're going to be, because too many factors can influence that. So, you know, I thought we had, you know, quality players at the skill positions. I thought that the quarterback was going to be solid, albeit, you know, I would have to say that at this point he's, you know, really stepped this thing up to another level. And the one area that needed to be, you know, developed was the offensive line, and that has happened, particularly over the last, you know, quarter of this season.
Marty, compared to your overall record, your record here in Denver isn't so good. Is there a particular reason for that that seems common?
The one thing I know it has nothing to do is the altitude. I know the altitude has nothing to do with it. You know, we've found ourselves up against very good football teams, and I don't even know what the record is there, to be honest with you, but I know they're a very difficult team to beat under any circumstances, but particularly, I guess it's not called Mile High anymore, but I guess it's, you know, that's a very difficult place to play.
The last couple of years, Drew Brees seemed to be on a roll both the times he came in here, and he struggled here. Was that an issue particular to him, do you think, or was it the whole offense?
I think you have to look at the whole package. I mean, you know, we had the last year, you know, we were in pretty good position at the halfway mark and then come out and, you know, we had an interception that Champ made and turned it around and made it really hard. Of course, went down to the end and we lost on the field goal. But, you know, the nice thing about that for the San Diego Chargers is it doesn't really matter what happened before. I mean, you know, it's all new.
Marty, what can you tell your cornerbacks to go against Javon Walker? It seems like the Broncos just throw the ball up in the air to him, and he comes down with every jump ball.
I'll tell you what, and I wouldn't surprise me that they're telling him to do that, because he has such great leaping ability, and you know, I've been so impressed with him as a player, and you know, the fact that, you know, the organization, Mike, and everybody had the willingness to go ahead and take this opportunity with the young man coming off that injury. I mean to tell you, he has been, you know, absolutely outstanding for them. And the superlatives, I don't know that I have any. He's really been outstanding for them in every regard.
Do you think leaping ability is what sets him apart in those situations when he's one-on-one?
Well, I think he's got good hands to start with. And, of course, you know, you combine his size with his speed, and now you're talking about a totally different, you know, player. And then, but he does have great hand-eye coordination and great leaping ability. And you know, there are... It is not uncommon in our league with some receivers to tell the quarterback, hey, if the guy's even, throw it up there and let's take our chances. And I don't know that that's what Mike's saying, but it wouldn't be surprising me if he did.
Marty, you've broken in a lot of quarterbacks through the years. Seems like Rivers has cut through the learning curve. You know, what about him personally has enabled him to do that?
Well, you know, he's got an extensive background playing. You know, he started 51 games in college. I think that's an NCAA record. And, of course, his father's football coach, and so he's been around it. And, you know, the one thing that you would say about him is that he understands football. I mean, it makes sense to him. And, you know, he's shown an ability to be a good decision maker for the most part. And, you know, he's got the ability to make the throws that you need to make. And, you know, he's been, you know, the consummate leader, notwithstanding the fact that he's, you know, got limited actual game experience in the NFL.
Do you have any way of measuring how much the 2 years sitting and watching helped him?
You know, I really don't, but I'm glad that we were afforded that opportunity, because I've seen too many of those that were thrown into the, you know, into the mix and had to do it very early on, and I would think that he probably would have done better than most because of these qualities that we've talked about before and all, but I'm delighted that we were able to give him that opportunity, because he's, you know, stepped in and we haven't missed a beat. In fact, you know, we've made progress in some areas.
What was your reaction when you heard about Sean Merriman's suspension?
Well, obviously, you know, we were disappointed, but I've never been one inclined to rush the judgment on matters of this nature. You know, there's a lot of information that's put out there that's not always 100%, but ultimately, you know, Sean made the choice that he wanted to go ahead and get the matter behind him, and we support him in that choice, and we're moving on, and, you know, we're anxious to get him back, but we've got games to play in the interim, and our responsibility is to try to find a way to win them.
Do you think the drug policy as it is, do you think it works? Do you think it's fair?
You know, to be honest with you, I really don't know. I mean, I'd like to be able to, you know, sit here and tell you that, yeah, we should do this or should do that. I really don't know. The one thing for certain about it is that it's an absolute. I mean, you know, as they've said, that each player's responsible for whatever goes into his body, and even if apparently there's been information made available that it would appear that certain products are acceptable, the reality is that it doesn't always work out that way.
Marty, how have you...
But I will say this, I do not believe under any circumstance that knowingly Sean took something that, you know, of that nature. That's not his nature. He's very, very confident in his ability to do whatever he's doing, and it's just one of those circumstances. It's unfortunate, but hey, we just have to make the best of it and move forward.
Marty, what have you done? Have you been forced to address the off-the-field stuff in any way with the team, with Keel and Foley and Merriman?
All of those things we address here in-house, and, you know, I mean, that's the best way to approach it, in my opinion. It's an in-house matter, and that's the way we deal with it.
You don't think it's been a distraction in any way?
Well, I wouldn't think so at this juncture. It hasn't affected the outcome of games, and I guess that would be the criteria that you would use.
Marty, LaDainian Tomlinson's done enough in this league to where he needs to be viewed in a historical perspective. When you view him in a historical perspective, what do you see?
Well, I've gone on record any number of times over the past several years. In particular, I think he's the best running back I've ever seen in professional football. And that's with all due respect to great players like Jim Brown, of course, and Barry Sanders, Gale Sayers, Marcus Allen, all the great ones. I just happen to think because of his versatility and his ability as a playmaker and a leader, he stands at the top. And that is in no way being disrespectful of, you know, guys like Jim Brown, who, you know, in my mind, was the preeminent player in football in his era.
Marty, you took some heat earlier this season for the conservatism. People were saying you were conservative. How have you led the league in scoring to this point, then?
Well, you know, we just continue to try to find out what gives us the best chance of being successful. And, you know, we started off, we won a couple of games, and then we lost a tough one in Baltimore. We had a chance to stop them, and we didn't, and they scored. And we had a similar situation from Kansas City where, you know, we got it back to square, and they got it down the field and scored again. But, you know, in this league, there's a very, very narrow margin between winning and losing football games. And I have to say, in all candor, I kind of chuckle to myself when people talk about games that you should have won, because we play 60 minutes or overtime. And I would imagine most games you would say you could have won, but to suggest that you should have won them, I'm not quite sure how whether I agree with that or not.
Marty, do you get especially up for a game like this for the division lead, or is it even keel?
Well, I think, you know, everybody understands the importance and significance of the game. And you can make a case and say, well, you know, there's a playoff atmosphere. I would hope that our players would approach it on the basis that, you know, this is another week and another opportunity to compete and hopefully win a football game. And what's important is that we go about it in the same fashion that we do every other game in the regular season, and understand that our objective is to do all the things that you need to do in preparation that gives you the opportunity to be successful on the weekend.
Anything special you have to do considering you're going to play these guys again in a couple of weeks?
We're not even looking there. The only one that matters is this one, believe me. And I know Mike feels, I'm sure, very much the same in that regard. In our league, when you only have 16 of them, you can't, you know, try to posture yourself for anything that's down the road. You're dealing with now.